You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two. Good to have you with us on a Thursday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. Check out the podcast of the show. All 3 hours, every segment, every day on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You could also listen, of course, on theteam980.com. Again, said Odyssey app and 980 throughout the DMV on your radio. And joining us now is a guy that I have never-ending respect for, my man, my friend, Richard Doc Walker. Doctor, how are
Rooster.
You, pal?
Honored and a privilege to be with my two brothers from the city that never sleeps.
Mm.
And so I knew it had to be a setup. I mean, hell, if I get the honor.
Yeah.
I'm not as honored as Lionel, who is all on on again. Every time I turn on, he's on.
Right, right. Well, he already tried to sabotage the show today. So just so you know, I had to get rid of him after one segment. I couldn't take him anymore.
WWE? Were you guys promoting the podcast?
Yeah. So I wanted to bring you on to discuss Juan Soto getting snubbed. No, I'm just teasing.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm just teasing. I hope you're well. I hope your family is well and everything. Yeah. It's been a little while since I've been able to catch up with you.
Well, you're a celebrity. Yeah, so well, I understand.
I'm busy, Doc. Yeah, I am.
I understand.
I mean, listen, I tried to get you on yesterday, and you were in meetings for 5 hours. I mean, you know, who's got meetings for 5 hours other than a celebrity and a Super Bowl champion, you know?
Well, someone who's trying to save the world.
That is fair.
All right, make that the sports world.
Obviously, the big news yesterday was the return of the Super Bowl era uniforms, the uniforms that you guys wore on your way to various Super Bowl victories, the burgundy pants with the gold striping and the white jerseys and the gold striping around the biceps and so on and so forth. And everybody is seemingly happy with that, but of course it's not good enough for everyone that wants more. So I wanted to ask you first your reaction to what you saw yesterday. And if that harkened back any different memories than maybe you've had recently as the franchise has returned back to, I don't want to say glory, but returned back to actually playing good football.
Well, the visual is pleasing. Anytime you look at a symbol, and the uniform was a symbol, it represented an era. Although we, as I've said for close to 30 years, we're the Liberace of the NFL with more uniform changes, abbreviations, logos. So I never really get totally into a panic because of our past. But I think one that honors victory and championships, that particular look should be, should have some reverence. It should be something that, but I know the younger generation doesn't know, and I get it. Because it would be like if Notre Dame, even when they went to green, I wasn't thrilled. I get it. It's what they do. There is so much to be said about the programs that sustain success that don't insult their alumni by allowing somebody, some artist, to create their own image, and none of them been hit in the mouth, kicked in the shins, or nothing. So that, to me, I thought was an unbelievable disrespect. So I'm pleased that it's back, even under the limited circumstance. It at least shows me that they're aware of it. Because anytime you can't get color schemes right and you don't know the difference between burgundy and cranberry, that bothers me. But again, if they win, I'll take them in polka dots as long as they're burgundy and gold.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I know your mentality, and your mentality in this regard is the same as me. I don't care whether they're naked out there and running around in jock straps, as long as they win and win with class and dignity. But it means so much to the fans. Are you amused? Are you befuddled? Are you? I don't know what the emotion would be when you see this fan base. We know how they feel about the name, but even the uniforms and how important it is to many people, and the helmets and the logo and the spear and the feather and the what they didn't do and what they did do. Are you amazed that it almost seems like they care more about that than anything else?
Well, it might. All I can say is that would you rather them take the stance of Wizard and Bullet fans? Or how about the Nats right now? When people just don't care, that's a problem. Interest never bothers me. The fact that they're emotionally invested does not bother me. Our people travel all over the world. They were like the Packer Nation. They were like Cleveland fans. They were like Buffalo fans. They were like still a nation. Our people understand what it takes, and they were all in. And then they were insulted and disrespected in a way that only a buffoon could do, and it happened. So now, if you don't take last year's record, if you don't take DQ, AP, what these people have done, if that's not enough for you, then I respect it. I just know you're not an athlete and you're not a competitor. And that's okay. You could be in it for different reasons. But to me, winning is the number one thing. And the second thing is I don't want to disrespect our past, because I was so thrilled just to meet the guys that were from the Over the Hill gang. You know, that was just, to me, the best of the best. Those guys understood honor, tradition. They allowed you to come in here. It was almost like a frat. And they had principles. These dudes were unbelievable. And I think we all tried to pass that down. Then they come in and just disrupt the whole damn thing by bringing in Tom, Dick, and Harry. And none of them being willing to take a blunt blow for the burgundy and gold. So if we get back to that, I'd be happy. But I've learned and been disappointed enough now to realize that some people will never get it. And you just have to move on.
Richard Doc Walker is with us and kind enough to spend a few minutes on this Thursday afternoon talking about the old Super Bowl era uniforms coming back, what it all means, and all that. Doc, when you were playing, and the world was so different, but did it matter? Did you ever feel differently, better, more confident, more any sort of emotion that you can remember playing in certain uniforms or, you know, for a certain helmet or a logo or anything like that? Or was that not even part of your thought process?
Well, it was never changed.
That is true. It's the only thing.
Tell you
really
when
knew.
I got pissed off, yeah. And I told you because we did the show together that Tuesday following the game. The only time I've been a little disappointed with this regime was when they allowed Dallas to come into the arena in white jerseys. And I told you, I couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
Because we knew we were white. They were white. And they hate them blue jerseys. And we know it, and it's in their head. And for our guys that had an affiliation with Dallas, I thought that was I still, to me, am confused. Then they went out there and laid an egg. And that really pissed me off.
Oh, right. That was the late November regular
season.
Right, okay. Yeah, I remember
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm going strategically. But again, that's my error, my principles. They're just establishing their own. But I thought that was the – but they made up for it. They covered their behinds because these dudes have great character and great pride. I just would – I would love them to experience the same fan base I experienced.
Mm-hmm.
We got defectors now. They're never coming back.
Yeah.
And I respect their right to do that. But as a result, our young men have still not understood the full thrust of what Burgundy and Gold Power represents. And hopefully, even if it's just three games, they're going to feel the horsepower kick in. And then you'd have to be insane not to buy into that and consider it moving forward full tilt.
Yeah. I wanted to bounce this off of you. You know how controversial not only the return to the old name, which is never coming back, is, but
right,
more the current name, right? A lot of fans just don't like Commanders for whatever reason they have, whether mm-hmm. it's silly, not, whatever, it doesn't matter. They just don't like it. So on the current uniforms, before what was introduced yesterday, on mm-hmm. the black and on the burgundy jerseys, they have Commanders written on either the chest plate or on the shoulder plate. On the mm-hmm. white jerseys, they had Washington, mm-hmm. not Commanders. So when they introduced these throwback Super Bowl era uniforms yesterday, which are the white jerseys, they took even Washington off of the off the chest plate and certainly did not put Commanders. Do you believe, and just asking for your opinion, do yeah. you believe this was a, hey, for those of you that won't buy Commanders gear or anything that says Commanders, mm-hmm. this is not only a throwback to the Super Bowl era, which you were a part of on the field, but also this is a, hey, maybe you'll buy this because it doesn't mm-hmm. say anything about Commanders.
Smart.
Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
brilliant.
A lot of fans.
And I don't blame them.
I think a lot of fans will buy it, don't you? I mean, as opposed
absolutely.
To. I mean, the ones that are so dug into the ground, like mm-hmm. our buddy Athen and Sabah.
Oh, he's not
they will not buy Commanders gear at all. This is this is a perfect thing for them, right?
Well, I just think that if Commanders gear came out in burgundy and not cranberry or whatever they call the color, there'd be a marked up increase in
right.
it. But again, I can't emphasize anymore, if the Texas Longhorns or the Sooners come out and they're wearing purple or they're wearing some mess, so you throw up in your mouth. You go,
yeah.
That's the whole beauty about being worth it, being having value, even ever, whenever it was. It could have been the 40s, 50s, 60s. A lot of bloodshed went down to get to the point where this was a respectable brand worldwide. And to just disrespect that, to me, it's just you have it goes beyond, but that's okay. They've made up by it for me because they're competent, and it takes the rotten taste out of my mouth for the last clown show operation. So even if I am not even privy to watch it, I'd still be proud of them because of the name that it represents and the people that are all over the country that have that vibe. I mean, we went to California. We were there together.
Yeah.
You've seen our rallies.
Yeah.
Things we had for a team. I mean, it's just, and that's what I want to see them get it back. JD5, this crew deserves to feel the full thrust, the horsepower of burgundy and gold influence. And they haven't had it yet. Wait until they do to match their skill and their competence on the gridiron. Look out.
Doc, before we run out of time, I haven't gotten to talk to you about Terry McLaurin. I know you're a big contract guy. I know you crunch
God,
all
yes.
the numbers.
Schedules, too. Schedules.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantasy drafts.
Also, your seventh
that.
Round mock drafts and your draft
yeah,
boards.
Yeah, yeah.
I
don't
know
forget my
yeah.
assistant coaches
right.
board.
Right.
I'm coming
yes.
up with an assistant coaches evaluation
yes.
board.
Yes. I know you're all over that like white on
I
rice.
Love it. Absolutely.
But I got to ask you about Terry. Are you concerned at all that day one of training camp is going to come and Terry might not be there?
No, I'm not. Man, I'm not because I trust Terry.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he's the number one commander. If they, and because they're in the image, and he represents what a commander looks, walks, and talks like. But it's a negotiation. So unless you're representing the WWE like some of our colleagues do, then you are just chewing up airtime, because you can't fault either party for the negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
And to step into it, you would be, to me, you're getting paid by the agent. Because as long as people talk about it, they feel good about that. Me, because I like look at it like, okay, so now the twos and the threes and the fours, when they're in those meetings, they're locked in. Because guess what? When they go in that field and they call first team, they got to be a part of it. They'll never feel that adrenaline rush through their body if Terry's there. So why wouldn't I want to work on plan B and C? Because Terry could show up and break his ankle the first day.
All right.
I don't fall in love with anything in a football situation other than the 11 guys that are on the field and ready to go, because no one is promised and certain. If you don't believe me, call Earl Morrill of the Miami Dolphins and tell him that being a backup doesn't matter.
So I know I know what the answer is going to be in advance.
Then why
of
ask it?
Well, because I want to see what spin you have. You're a guy who loves the offensive line, loves the trenches, but loves the defensive line as well. Both units have been significantly retooled in this offseason, both the offensive line and defensive line. Which of the two units?
Come on, Tischler? Come on, Big Mitch?
No,
yeah,
no,
we're on the same page.
No, I mean, which of the two units is Richard Doc Walker most looking forward to watching in camp if you had to choose one or the other?
Oh, D-line.
Really? Over the offensive line? Okay.
Yeah,
tell
because
me
I have more questions about
okay.
the D-line. I don't have
that
questions.
That makes sense.
The offensive line, dude, seriously. They got by last year with what they put out there.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't know who's going to stub a toe. But if they don't stub a toe, we're bigger, more athletic. Oh, my God. The O-line, I think we'll be – we got 8 to 9 deep, because that's what you have to be to protect this asset. So all our people block. I'm not worried. But defensively, they have invested in girth. Now I need to see effort and technique. But I like – they had to do it. They had no other choice. They didn't do anybody a favor. When the opposing team in the NFC Championship game scores a touchdown on the first play of the game, you got to check yourself. All right? And so they did. So now we'll find out if the pieces work. And, again, I don't evaluate football without full pads on and contact. So we'll have to wait till preseason.
No doubt about it. We'll start to find sort of some of that out towards the end of next week on the fields in Ashburn training camp. And then, I guess, a little bit more in New England in a couple of weeks in August as it gets going.
It's gradual.
You know, Doc, I look at my schedule. I was going to ask you when you're on next, but I look at my schedule, and it looks like 25 and a half hours or so from now, you will be on this radio station hosting for Craig Hoffman.
Yeah, it's frightening,
isn't it? They're letting the Doc out of the cage.
Yeah, brass. Well, you know, every once in a while, you've got to put the guys in that are in, you know, that solitary confinement
yes.
where they keep the worst criminals.
Yes.
And every once in a while, I think, you know, that by law, you have to at least let them have sunlight and whatever. So
give them a little water.
A little sunlight, a little exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow at 4 o'clock, the mothership will land.
Attaboy.
Canine community will be roaring. Be careful.
I can't wait
because
to
the,
hear
some
that
of them
on
are
my
not
way
happy
home.
With you. Some of them are really not happy.
They're still not happy with me? I mean,
well, the New York, I mean, you know, the opening theme and the fact that now you and your giant teammate have doubled up as a partnership.
Uh-huh.
A lot of canine community feel that they
teammate.
Have been threatened.
He told me to shut up and turn my mic off today, Doc, so I'm on your side now.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, the canine community, we love Roos, we love you. But some have been insulted. And so you'll hear it all tomorrow at 4 p.m.
All right. Doc Walker in for Greg Huffman at 4 p.m. tomorrow. And you get a double dose of Doc Saturday afternoon. Saturday afternoon on 106.7 and 980.
Yes.
From 12 to 3:40. Doc, yeah. 3 hours and 40 minutes of you and rock and roll. What do you, I mean, it's a lot of time to fill, baby.
Yeah, no, but I don't have to do it alone.
That's true.
I have to do
true.
It alone. My, you got, the kennel will
unlike,
be too. I mean,
unlike you, you've got a lot of, unlike me, you've got a lot of friends.
Well, you have a ton of friends.
Yeah.
People, people are intimidated by you because you don't seem like an abnormal kind of guy. You're a celebrity.
Right, right.
And so that's the difference. People are reluctant to just come up to you. So I keep telling them, I say, hey, look, you're not going to find a nicer person. People go, no, but he's always gone. I said, look, don't let that bother you. He's got a lot of responsibilities, his family, his fans, and he's got to cover area that New York area is massive.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're breaking it down. Like right now, the Mets and the Orioles are going at it 2-1 in the eighth at Camden Yards. I should be there doing the show live.
Yeah, but look how many people you would disappoint.
Yeah, that's true.
Millions.
That's true.
Yeah, the Odyssey app. It might just shut down if you were to say that you weren't coming in.
Oh. Well, you know, from time to time, the people are going to have to do without me. Richard, I appreciate you as
My
always.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Can't wait to
Hey, Mac.
Talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Hey, Doc.
Week one.
There you go. There you go. G-Men in town, baby. G-Men in town. All right, that's the DOC.
All right, brother. Thanks.
Appreciate you. Make sure you listen to his podcast as well. And as well, check him out tomorrow from 4 to 7 in for Craig right here on the Team 980 and Saturday as well over on 106.7 and the Team 980 starting at noon. So thanks to the DOC for hopping aboard. Coming up next, wanted to get into this. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk says, the Commanders have said they're not bringing back their old name and logo, but actions always speak louder than words, and they currently seem to be laying the foundation for a possible change. When you hear that, you think, you respond, how? On the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Haven't I heard this theme song somewhere else? I think so. Maybe a time or two. Or 3,000, perhaps.
You listen to his show a lot. You must like it.
I mean, sometimes I have no choice. Sometimes I do listen out of curiosity. Sometimes. Oh, man. All right. Thanks to the legend, Rick Doc Walker, who's coming up tomorrow at 4 o'clock in for Craig, right after this fandangled radio program. We're going to have George Mason, Major League Baseball prospect, James Quinn Irons on tomorrow afternoon. So I certainly expected to go in the draft. We will see where that goes as the draft is Sunday night. Of course, the Nationals on the clock at 1-1. All right, I wanted to get to this. So I mentioned Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. You know he's been very, very, very aggressive, polarizing, whatever you want to call it, on the Commanders team name, on the Commanders organization over many years. A lot of Commanders fans, Redskins fans, what have you, hate him, can't stand him, think he's totally anti-against the team. I think he's just kind of miserable and cranky in general. And he also is not a fan of anybody. He's a fan of Mike Florio and of his business. And he makes a lot of money because he gets a lot of readership and he's built an empire, so good for him. So the headline came out, and I want to thank my guy Toby Altizer for bringing this up when he was filling in for J.P. Finley over on the Big Stick earlier today, and I heard it, and I was like, oh, I got to get into that. And the headline is, Commanders seem to be laying foundation for potential return to their old name. And again, I read you the headline before we went to break, but basically he's pointing out that the Commanders, with their return to the Super Bowl era uniforms, they seem to be inching toward a possible embrace of a name they abandoned 5 years ago. He said, frankly, they've seemed to be moving in that direction from the moment Josh Harris bought the team nearly 2 years ago. In the aftermath of closing the deal, Harris used the former name multiple times. Limited partner Magic Johnson tweeted it. He said, at the time, the team said a change back to the old name isn't being considered. That was correct. Then, in a May OTA session that I was at, of course, me, I didn't pay that much attention to it because I don't study apparel like all of you do. Dan Quinn was wearing a T-shirt with the old logo on it, right, at a press conference. Team had no comment officially, but it was kind of like, almost a lot of people took it as a hidden message. Now, again, they've brought back the Super Bowl era uniforms. And again, as I pointed out a couple of times, Commanders is not on, or even Washington, to be fair, is not on the chest plate or the shoulder plate of the new uniforms. But make no mistake about it, they are absolutely trying to sell as many of these new throwback uniforms, not just for the games that they're going to wear them, just period. Not whether or not they go full-time to them, just to wear them, right? So he points out that the team's video said, quote, history doesn't fade, it fuels the future. And I would imagine this might be the first time that Mike Florio has an army of Redskins / Washington football fans on his back or with him. Because you guys, based on all the calls we took yesterday, many of you would love nothing more. Many of you care about nothing besides uniforms, colors, and logos and shields and nicknames. Many of you. So is Mike Florio right that they are tipping the scales, that they are inching closer to doing what they've said on the record they're not going to do in going back to the old name? Or is that a crazy thought? I'll tell you my answer to that coming up next, and we'll get your calls in as well. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. We're always live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Time for a trending alert right here, right now. All right, a big upset at Wimbledon, and it will shape breakfast at Wimbledon Saturday in the women's final as American-born Amanda Anisimova took down the number one seed, Arina Sabalenka, 6-4, 4-6, 6-4, in a series decide, or in a match deciding, rather, third set at center court on Thursday at the All England Club. So, again, Anisimova, who quit tennis for a little while, just a couple of years ago, is now back in the final at Wimbledon and trying to win her first major title. In 2 hours and 36 minutes, she won today's match. So a big upset there. We will see what happens throughout the rest of the day at the All England Club, and of course a busy weekend ahead. From Major League Baseball, the Nationals with win number one for Miguel Cairo last night in St. Louis. They try and take the series tonight against the Redbirds. Once again, a 7:45 first pitch, 7:15 the coverage, 106.7 the Fan, the Odyssey app, Nats Radio. Meanwhile, the Orioles in game one of a doubleheader against the Mets because of the rainout last night, lead 3-1 in the top of the ninth inning. Chicago Cubs up 6-1 over the Twins in the fifth, and all the rest of the action coming up later on. And finally, from college football, that's right, Lamar Brown, the number one ranked college football recruit, has chosen in the 2026 class, has chosen LSU as his next school to be over Texas A&M, Miami, and Texas. And that's what's trending.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, AMAC is on the other side of the glass. He just said I'm hot. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm trying. Trying to get
hot takes. That's all.
I don't even have hot takes anymore. I'm so damn tired. And I felt like crap for the last couple of days. I don't know what hit me, man, but whew, I am just gutting through it. A lot of diet soda. It's about all I can handle right now. I can't drink coffee. Can't really eat much. Just a lot of diet soda. I'm sure that's not good for me either. I should just be drinking water, but I need something that has some taste, some flavor, some something, some kick. Anyway, so we last left you, and AMAC, did you say you had something from Florio or no, some audio from Florio, or did I misunderstand?
Yeah, we got some.
Okay. Yeah. So do you want to play that now before I go into the rest of this? Why don't we listen to what Florio basically had to say? Listen, I think this is going to be very popular to a lot of you if you believe in this speculation, if you believe in this theory that Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, NBC Sports has.
Of all of that, they can say all they want that they're not going back to their old name. And look, it's their business. It's their team. I'll react to it at the appropriate time if they do revert to a name that is a dictionary-defined slur. That for how many years? 7 years. There was a debate raging as to whether or not they should get rid of the name. And they finally did, even though the former owner of the team said, I'll never do it and you can put it in all caps. Well, the current owner of the team has said they're not going back to the former name. And that's not binding, as I said the other day. And they've unveiled throwback uniforms. And the angles chosen for how they showcase the uniforms where you can't see the logo on the side of the helmet, it looks just like the former team uniforms. It looks just like it. It's everything but the logo. How do you not look at that and say, it's just another trial balloon as they move toward possibly re-embracing the old name?
All right. So it's just another trial balloon toward embracing the old name. Listen, I can see how a lot of people are going to be hopeful about that and want to see it that way. And I can't speak for Josh Harris. I don't know Josh Harris well enough. But I think more than a trial balloon to embrace the old name, this is a homage to the old name without bringing back the old name and the old logo. This is what reasonable people do, which is, hey, I can't do this, but I can do that. And, oh, by the way, I can make a lot of money doing that. Make no mistake about it. Again, there are people that are upset about a lot of things. I heard on the way home, I meant to ask him about it, but we just ran out of time. I heard on the way home yesterday, Linnell was upset that they didn't have Commanders on the chest plate of the new Super Bowl throwback uniforms. I believe, they'll never tell you this, I believe that was done absolutely by design, as I mentioned yesterday. That was done to appease you guys that won't buy Commanders gear. Hey, buy this gear instead. Feel like it's your old team name again, without it being the old team name and without the old logo. And, by the way, buy merchandise. And, by the way, feel like you're connected to the past. And I think that's absolutely right. They'll never admit that. But that's absolutely, commonsensibly right. Correct. I think they did that by design. And you say, well, they didn't have on the old uniforms back in the Super Bowl era, they didn't have that. Yes, I understand that. I got it. So maybe that is, it's as simple as that. But they know, they understand that some of you, maybe a good portion of you, will not buy gear. So the black uniforms have, and the burgundy uniform jerseys, have Commanders on them. The whites currently have Washington on them. So this is a different shade of burgundy, obviously, and more the correct shade. This is the throwback to the burgundy pants with the yellow or gold or whatever you want to call it, striping. Got it. But this is also a way to, again, get around the fact that so many people, or a large group of people, say, I don't have exact numbers, say they will not buy Commanders gear. Well, again, this is a way to get around that. This is a way for you to feel connected to the team, for you to buy new gear, updated colors and whatever, and for them to make money, for them to feel like they've met you halfway, and more importantly, for them to say, look, we can't do that, but we're trying to do this. I really do not believe this is a precursor to going back to the Redskins name. Again, I'll just say it clearly. The NFL is the dumbest sports league alive on planet Earth. Just because you make the most money does not mean you are smart. They are dumber than a box of rocks. But they have all the power. If Josh Harris went to them and said, hey man, I want to go back to the Redskins, the NFL would say, absolutely not. Under no circumstances are we doing that. And Josh Harris can, I guess, legally challenge that and fight that and whatever. Guess what? They're not doing that. They're not inviting and opening Pandora's box again. They're not, period. End of story. It's not even Josh Harris's decision, ultimately. There's rules. There's approvals that are needed. The NFL, under no circumstances, would allow this, as dumb as they are. And they are dumber than a box of rocks. Don't believe me? Check out the latest on the NFL and NFLPA, who's also dumb. But the NFL is filled with more idiots. My point being is, it's not happening. They can want to go back to Redskins. They can have an urge, a desire, a sentimentality, but they can't. So this is meeting you somewhere in the middle. Maybe not halfway, maybe not as far as you want. Maybe they can add the feather later on. Maybe they can add the spear later on. Maybe they, I know some of you are convinced, okay, forget about the Redskins name. Maybe they go back to the Indian head logo. Again, there's three or four different things that they can do probably to get closer. But for now, they're trying to meet you in the middle. Not going back to the name. They're trying to meet you in the middle. And Florio is, of course, in the spirit of getting clicks, trying to fan the flames of, hey, there's this evidence, there's that evidence, there's this, there's that, where they're trying to go back to the name. And listen, it's a theory. It's an opinion. It's how he feels. I can't tell him he's crazy for that. I just think he's wrong. 301-230-0980. Let's get back to you on the phones right here, right now. And let's get to Ian in Vienna on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Ian, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. I don't know if you heard my call with Linnell and Danny
I did. I was pumping my fist down the beltway.
So, not to reiterate the same message, but to echo some of it, this team hasn't won in 35 years. It finally has a chance to win with an elite quarterback and an owner that will not mess things up. And instead, we are talking about a uniform from 35 years ago, if you will, the glory years. And I know it was around this notion that this brand was so valuable and everybody was on board. No, they weren't. When they were losing all the time, ratings were low, merchandise sales were low, attendance was low. Last year, with Jaden Daniels at quarterback, he was the number one jersey sold in the NFL. That's not because Commanders is popular. That's not because the new tint of burgundy is popular. That's not because of the number five being popular. It's because they're winning. And instead, we have these fans, or I don't know, I don't even understand these people, who can't even enjoy the success of their team winning unless it looks like something from 35 years ago. Majority of the people aren't even of that age. Like, I just don't get it. And, you know, this notion, I sway Florio's way on the name, and I probably share his political ilk, but I think he's being disingenuous here, because I think what he's doing is trying to drum up the other side of the argument. He knows this is going to get a ton of clicks on either side. It's the middle of July. There's nothing to talk about. So this is an easy fodder for both sides. But again, to all these fans who talk about feelings and how it makes them feel, and Kevin Sheehan talking about it makes me feel like I'm watching my old team. What old team? From 35 years ago? How about focusing on the team today that is actually giving you a chance to win? I think when they rebranded, and instead of totally changing the color scheme, tried to keep it close, it left people wanting more. It should have almost been a complete different rebrand. And now I feel like we have one burgundy uniform, the black uniform, this uniform. It's all over the place. And it's just silly. Josh Harris, Mark Ein, Mitchell Rails have said numerous times they're not changing the name. And yet every day they're asked about it. It's bizarre. It's almost cult-like, because it's like, you could win the Super Bowl, but nope, I want the name back. Honestly, it feels like there are more fans who care about anything but football than the game. And that's odd to me. But again, I'm 45. I've only lived here since 2000. I might not feel the nostalgia, but my God, it's exhausting. It's exhausting.
It is. It is so exhausting, and I don't mind sharing that emotion with you. People say, well, it's because you're not a Redskins fan that you can sit here and take that approach. I said forever, I would fight to keep the name Redskins. I had no problem with the name Redskins. I understood what it was. I get the history, all of that. I understand it's offensive to some, but I was okay with keeping it. That being said, it became so enormously controversial that it wasn't worth keeping it in the organization's mind. Nobody forced them to, but the NFL was putting a lot of pressure behind the scenes for them to do it, right? So the bottom line is, once they did it, it was never coming back. And unlike most of this fan base, including guys that I love and respect, they can't move on. They can't look forward. They can't look to the future. They can't just worry about the football team and Terry McLaurin and whether Jaden's going to stay healthy and whether the offensive line, whether they're going to have enough juice from the pass rush. So, like, and I know I keep bringing it up, but I don't know what else to do, man, because it's constantly in the news. We talk about what's in the news. But you and I, and maybe it's because, again, we were not born here, right? You said you've been here since when, 2000?
2000.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been here 25 years. I've been coming here for 28 years, been living here for 18, 17 years, whatever. That doesn't disqualify us from being passionate about this subject. That doesn't disqualify us from being opinionated and from being intelligent and from being mature and responsible on this particular topic.
And I want to reiterate this point for all the people who are going to disagree with me. If you were so passionate about the name, where were you when the stadium was empty, the TV ratings were low, and merchandise sales were at the bottom of the league?
Yeah.
Because you tell me how important it is, but your actual actions don't show it.
Yeah, it's fair.
And that's why so much of this is performative. It's, oh, I must have the name back. I'm never watching this team again. Okay, so when they were in the NFC title game and the city was so excited, you were watching the Ravens or another team because they didn't have, they didn't remind you of a team of 30 years ago? Again,
when you were watching the Commanders against the Eagles, you were thinking, oh, Dan Snyder. I was not thinking Dan Snyder at all. At all.
Exactly.
I was thinking about that team, that day, that game.
I want to call these people's bluff every single time because it's just not accurate.
I hear you.
You know, it's just not accurate because the ratings were up, the attendance was up. So clearly somebody's doing well, you know.
And it's only going to go up from here as long as they stay not only competitive, but good. I appreciate you as always, Ian. Good, strong call. We got to take a timeout. We'll get to Jason and Laurel on the other side. Jason, hang in there. You know we're coming at you right after 3 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.